You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more. This is Rooftop Farming with Ben Flanner, a weekly update on heritageradionetwork.org, live from the Brooklyn Grange.
All right, we are on the line with Ben Flanner, founder of the Brooklyn Grange, and we are chatting about compost today. So, Ben, break it down.
For the breakdown.
It's time for the compost breakdown.
So this week, amongst the many other things that we're regularly working on, we have been doing some compost work, and we're actually setting up some new programs and ideas with it. It seemed like a good week to talk about it. Also, we get really a lot of inquiries, surprisingly large amount of emails and inquiries into our Facebook and things like that from people around the city in the different boroughs looking for compost, wondering about how to find it, where it is, and particularly looking for some things that are actually broken down in the city, which is an interesting thing and also a good thing to support when possible. So we have a great opportunity of taking scraps from all around our neighborhood and along the routes where we typically are going with the farm deliveries and things like that, and turning it into nutrient. It can be very valuable nutrient from our farm, and it's also a really good thing to be doing to try to divert some of this organic waste from our garbage stream so it doesn't just end up in landfills. So this week we've been forking it out of the hot piles where it's decomposing and putting it into curing piles where we let it sit for a couple months until it's ultimately ready to go into the farm. And then we've been taking it out of our curing piles and moving it into the farm to get that nutrient into it. So what is compost? It's essentially a decomposed matter. It can be anything. It can be plants, vegetables, wood, beans like chocolate husk or coffee beans. It can even be meat, fish, eggs, cheese. Really anything will eventually break down and become compost. In an urban environment, it's typical for people to try to exclude meats and fishes because they take a little bit longer. They're also a little bit more susceptible to odors and things like that. But at the end of the day, just wanted to make sure everybody understood all these things do break down, in a natural environment. They just break down at different rates and speeds and things like that. And then being in the city, I want to talk a little bit about the recipe that we use. It's 100% salvage sort of, stuff that we get that would end up in the garbage stream. And then also that's a recipe that a lot of other listeners can take that and they can do it at home if they have some space for it. So the first thing is vegetable scraps. They're great because they have a high amount of nitrogen, which is something that you need to be incorporating into the compost pile. And they're mixed and they're varied. You have stems from your lettuce heads or, the bases of your lettuce heads. You might have stems from kale or spinach and things like that. You might have citrus peels, cauliflower stems, all these different things. They all sort of merge together, and if they're coming from different directions and different types of plants and things like that, you're going to have a lot of different micronutrients and things like that in the mix. For example, we just took a load of 9,000 pounds from Green Market, another sort of side of composting if you're interested in the drop-off. There's Green Market pickup points at many of the farmers markets, and then every Sunday they take those to a site and drop them off. Another great thing is coffee grounds. They're high in nitrogen. And then another thing about them is that they already have a small particle size. So they do break down very quickly because they're already a small area. And those are called greens. Even though coffee grounds are brown, they still would be considered a green, which is something that's high in nitrogen. And then for sort of the other half of the recipe, you need to mix the greens and the browns with a basic ratio, and you can do a ton more research on blogs and internet sites and things like that for the specifics. But just to say for now, maybe use something like a 50-50 ratio of greens to browns. So you have greens, which are vegetable scraps, coffee grounds, things like that you produce at home. And then the browns, one of the most sort of scrappy way to get browns is wood shavings. Chances are there's somebody doing some woodwork in your neighborhood. And if you can find the person, they produce especially a lot of shavings, sawdust and shavings. And really the best is the shavings. It's like a little bit bigger than sawdust, maybe the size of confetti or something like that. And if you can find a woodworker in your neighborhood, talk to them and say, hey, will you save me a bag of wood shavings every once in a while? And that can go a long ways. And make sure it's pure wood, though, because you don't want to be taking plywood shaving, because that might have some glue or some other chemicals that are used to make the plywood adhere to itself. But if you can get your hands on sawdust, that's also nearly just as good. And then if you have a source for it, wood chip is excellent as a source of the brown that has more carbon, and also dry leaves. And you can mix those in, and that's exactly what we do at our larger compost piles. We mix all these together. We kind of layer it in like lasagna noodles, so everything's sort of theoretically touching each other in the pile. And then we let it break down. And then that's a super valuable source of nutrient for the farm.
Awesome. So, Ben, I have just one kind of question I'm curious about for folks living in an urban environment who might be concerned about putting, you know, food scraps just out in their yard. I mean, how do you have pest concerns, or do you compost in an enclosed space if you're in a more urban space, or what would you recommend?
There's always a little bit of concern for pests. One thing that you can do is you can, if you want to be cautious, especially at the beginning, you can err on the cautious end of more browns and a little bit less greens, because it's really the greens that are going to be the things that do attract pests. There's also lots of products available. There's an earthworm factory, which is great, because it's a little bit lifted off the ground and it's contained. There's lots of different commercial tumblers and products like that. You have to spend a little bit of money on them, but they are nice and they're very tidy, and they can definitely alleviate that risk. Or just keep it in a plastic container, but make sure there's holes at the bottom because it needs a little bit of aeration. And also if they end up with, just make sure there's holes, because that's how it should be.
Awesome.
And the last thing I want to say, that if you are looking for compost, we don't sell it because we keep it all at the farm. The nutrients are very valuable for us. But the Lower East Side Ecology Center in the Lower East Side of Manhattan produces a very high-grade, excellent sifted compost that they sell, and that's all made from broken down, decomposed New York City food scraps, which is a pretty fun little circular system.
So check them out if you want to buy some more, I guess, right?
Yeah, exactly. If you don't have time to make your own, definitely you can still support people that are putting in the work in the city.
Cool. Well, then, thanks so much for taking some time out of your day to break down the world of breaking down.
Yeah, I look forward to more punnery next week.
I'll be getting ready all week, so hang tight. Well, thanks so much for tuning in to the Brooklyn Grange update. Stay tuned next week for another purview from the world of the rooftop farmer, Ben Flanner. In the meantime, if you want to find out what's happening at the farm, give him a visit at www.brooklyngrange.com. Starts to cry.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.